transfigured on the Mount, O Christ our God.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Be Transfigured, where we invite you to live a new life in Christ. We pray that this episode is a blessing to you and will inspire you to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. We invite you to join us for worship or study at the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida, where visitors are always welcome. We'll be back in a few moments to share some more information about our ministry.
Some people ask me why I insist on reading the gospel in both languages. And today is a very good example of why I think it's important for us to hear first the Greek before we hear the translation in English. Because there are over 100 different translations of English of the Holy Scriptures, but there is only one of the original. There are several modern Greek translations, believe it or not, but there's only one original Greek. And so I think it's important for us to begin with hearing the original before we hear the translation. Even sometimes if we don't understand every word that we are hearing. Because the nuance is often lost in a translation. And this morning is one of those examples. This morning, the Lord talks about forgiveness. Today is Forgiveness Sunday. And the Lord begins this morning's passage with this, and I'll read the English for you. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. The Greek word used for forgiveness here in the original Greek is aphesi, which quite literally means to let go of something. As if you have it in your hand and you let it go and you put it down and you no longer have it. It's as if it doesn't even exist to you. And so the first thing we have to understand when the Lord tells us about forgiveness, He says that we have to take the things that people have done against us, set them down and let them go as if we no longer have them. As if they do not exist to us. That is forgiveness. Not as we are so prone to say in our modern world, I will forgive, but I won't forget. That's not aphesi. That's holding on to something. And now I want to draw your attention. I wrote it in the bulletin so you can take it home as a reminder. The modern Greek word used in this particular scripture passage is very intriguing to me. As I was reviewing this morning's gospel throughout the week, as I was preparing my sermon, the New Testament in modern Greek uses the word synchorisi. That's the modern word for forgiveness. They don't use the word aphesi. And I thought to myself, now this is a very interesting situation because the modern Greek could very easily have chosen the same word. We still use the word in modern Greek. So I began thinking, why is it important in the modern Greek to use the word synchorisi? Because it comes from the word synchoro, which means to find ourselves in the same place. I wrote in the bulletin, I think I wrote, finding common ground. So it begins to have us contemplate, what is forgiveness? The modern Greek interpretation of the ancient Greek word is that we have to put ourselves in the same place as those who have sinned against us. And the Lord says, if we put ourselves in their place, then the Lord will put Himself in our place. If we don't put ourselves in the same place as those who have sinned against us, the Lord says it, He will not put Himself into our place. And this opens up for us a beautiful understanding of our relationship with God. When we were baptized and chrismated into the church, we were united to God forever. God has brought us into His place. However, if we are not able to find that common location, that common ground with those who have sinned against us, the Lord is not going to come into our space. And that is our salvation, being in God's space, being united to God. Think about it for a moment. I'll put it this way. We have done individually, now think of your own lives, don't think about anybody else. Think about all the things that God has been willing to forgive you for in your life. I think to myself, if God has forgiven me, who am I to hold something on against somebody else? And if I want to put myself in their place, I would want God to forgive me. I would want other people to forgive me. I would want other people not to hold my sins against me. So there's this beautiful marriage of the two words in Greek. On the one hand, we are supposed to let go of the things that people have done against us. But we can only truly let go if we can appreciate where they are in life. In the sacrament of Holy Confession, which of course is surrounding the idea of forgiveness, we pray the 50th Psalm. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your great mercy, according to your steadfast love. And in that particular psalm, go ahead and look it up when you go home. It says, against you, you only have I sinned. We're talking to God. Against you, you only have I sinned and done that which is evil in your sight. And so I'm constantly reminding people, if our sin is only against God, then others who have sinned against us, we might feel their sin, but their sin is also only against God. They may hate us. They may ridicule us. They may beat us as they beat Christ. They may kick us out of the church. But their sin is against God, not against us. And the only way, my brothers and sisters, we're going to find salvation in Christ is when we can find a way to have that common understanding with our brothers and sisters and let go of what they've done. That is their burden with God, not us. All these weeks, as we have been preparing for Great and Holy Lent, the church has been reminding us to get over our own egos. We remember back to the publican and the Pharisee, where the Pharisee was so proud, "Thank you, God, I'm not like all of those other sinners." He wasn't the one saved. The prodigal son, we remember, it was the loyal, obedient son who never left the father, but he couldn't get past his own ego. And it was the son who had repented, the younger son who was led into heaven, and the obedient son was found in hell. Last week we heard of putting our faith into action and the final judgment. Last week we heard how important it was that our faith has to have substance to it, that we have to live a certain way. But if we are ignorant of the needs of other people, Our ignorance of other people's needs is what causes our condemnation. And again today, if we don't place ourselves in the same position as those around us, God will not place Himself in our position. And I don't know about you, but I can't afford to not have God on my side. I can't do it myself. My brothers and sisters, you can't do it by yourselves. Many times we might wake up and think we can, but we can't without God with us. And so Great Lent begins tomorrow. Tonight we have the blessed opportunity to come to church for the Forgiveness Vespers, where everyone who is present will have an opportunity to give forgiveness and to receive forgiveness, just as this morning's gospel gives us that commandment. Don't waste the opportunity. I suggest that we take advantage of the chance to come and give the forgiveness. Doesn't matter what others have done against us. Doesn't matter what they've said. We're going to take it and we're going to set it down and we're going to leave it away and we're going to walk away without the burden of anything that anyone has ever done to us. And then we're going to turn and ask for forgiveness. And then we'll have a clean heart. We won't have any burden weighing us down. God will be able to say, as you have forgiven, so God will say to us, I have forgiven you. Without that, we do not enter heaven. That's our great opportunity today specifically and throughout the Great Lenten period. Glory to God for all things.
Be Transfigured is a production of Be Transfigured Ministries in cooperation with the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida. We depend upon your generosity to maintain our ministry. You can make a safe online donation when you visit our website, liveanewlifeinchrist.org.